So come on, you vixens, big game ahead.
This is episode 35 of the Bristol City Vixen cast. Just a quick one this evening. We've just watched Bristol City draw 1-1 away at Coventry United. Goals for Coventry from Rio Hardy in the 44th minute and an Abby Harrison equaliser in the 82nd minute. So we're just going to, I think, it's quite late on a Monday night, or late for us.
Late for us, absolutely.
I mean, it's normal for me, to be honest.
Well, there we go. It's normal. We're grandmas, so we're just going to just... what did you think of it, Nat?
Yeah, it was okay, wasn't it? We were creating loads of opportunities, and we were really busy all game, and I feel like we just missed some opportunities. I feel like we should have probably won that, but fair dues to Coventry for not letting us, or at least kind of hanging in there. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like it was a bit, yeah. Looking back at the highlights, we should probably have scored several times and just didn't. In fact, the goal that we did score was not our most clear-cut opportunity. But yeah, we just had tons of corners, tons of chances, and should have won it, really, but we didn't. So a bit of a shame, but, you know, not the biggest disappointment in the world, really. I'd be more disappointed if we turned up and played terribly. I don't think we did. I think we just played okay. Should have won. Bit disappointed.
Yeah, for sure. Shahan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with Nat there and all those comments. Like, I think it's a game that I think we should have won. No disrespect to Coventry, but as we all know, the Championship is a very unpredictable league. Everyone can take the points off each other. And as other results have seen already from yesterday, of course, like it was expected. Even when I was on and off the pitch with Ronnie Cyrus last week, we discussed how potentially this could have been the first game Coventry could have won the season. And it almost looked like that. But thankfully, Abby Harrison came to save the day and rescue a point. But and I think one thing we're going to go into, which I know you said quite a lot, DM, while we were watching the game, was the quality of the pitch at the Butts Park Arena.
Yes, yeah, it was. I did talk about it.
You did mention it. So it's like football nil, the pitch won. That was the actual score, wasn't it?
It was.
Pitch beat football. So
yeah,
well done, pitch.
No, I think when they go home and, you know, go to bed, they're probably thinking, well, thank God we don't have to do that again for quite a long time, or at least until they have to go to, Bromley FC to play.
Oh, back to Palace.
Play Palace in the Continental
Cup. Bounce of their nightmares, wasn't it?
I mean, the pitch at Palace wasn't as bad as tonight. I mean, tonight was just...
I felt like we coped with it better.
Yeah, that's right.
But the pit, there were still a few moments when the ball had bounced up in the air and everybody just looked around and it just looked like they'd all been like jumping on a bouncy castle and then had no idea what was happening. We don't like that pitch, do we? But we're very like, you know, we play at the Robin Tye Performance Centre. We've gotten used to like this beautiful,
really
beautiful grass pitch, and actually that's not what a lot of people play on. So we've got to get used to it, really. It's probably one of the reasons why the Championship's so wibbly-wobbly.
Yeah.
The pitch is a big factor in it. You can't really ever know who's going to win. And yeah, often it's the pitch.
And I just had a look earlier. Apparently, the Butts Park Arena was redeveloped a few years ago. I'm trying to think, if it was redeveloped a few years ago, why did the pitch not get as redeveloped?
I think the pitches, the artificial surfaces that people play on are the best quality artificial pitches that you can play on. When they lay those artificial pitches now, they put them down as really, really high standard. They're just not grass, and you can't make anything replicate grass. And yeah.
But they did well, I think, considering that. And I thought they showed a very, you know, good amount of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sportsmanship?
Not sportsmanship.
Resilience.
Not even resilience.
Shithousery? Sorry. Excuse my language.
I'm not entirely sure. Describe this abstract noun to me.
Oh dear. It's when you come back.
When you come
character.
Back.
Character. That's what I was looking for. They showed a lot of character tonight to come back into that, to keep plugging away. They should have scored. Mel Johnson did miss another one, which she probably should have put away. And we do need to, and that's why we're where we are in the league, isn't it? It's because we're not putting away those chances. But I actually think I'm pretty pleased that we came away with a point from tonight. I think that's actually quite
because
a
we could have lost that quite easily. So yeah, I think it's okay to, you know, when we still got the kind of, we went down one goal, but we came back. We just didn't kind of like, we didn't do it early enough. I think we might have been able to push them if we'd have scored in like the 70th minute rather than the 82nd. You know, I think we might have got them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Melissa Johnson missed quite a few chances tonight. And the commentator was saying, you know, that someone of her experience in the championship is a proven goal scorer and was surprised by how many chances she missed.
Yeah, I mean, she did miss a few, but she's in the right place. You know, I think it's a long season, and I do think it's going to start going in for her. And when it does start going in for her, she's not going to stop. So I really do believe that. So she's always in the right place. I just think she needs a bit of confidence and needs to rediscover that clinical edge. It's over. I'm glad I don't have to watch another game like that on a 3G pitch. I think Durham play on a 3G pitch. So we will see. But the final thing to mention really was the...
squad changes?
The squad changes, let's briefly talk about the squad changes, because that also may have had an impact on the team tonight, because there was quite a substantial change, wasn't there, Shahan?
Yes, it was, DM. So I think surprisingly, what stood the most, or one of the standout changes, was Sophie Whitehouse in goal. And as Lauren Smith explained in her pre-match interview, she said, those that saw the Reading game, so UDM, because neither myself and I were there. So Lauren Smith said, those who were at the Reading game saw how brilliant Sophie Whitehouse was. And it was just more about just who's being more competitive in training. And on this occasion, Lauren Smith decided that Sophie Whitehouse was the more competitive in training. And that's why she was given the opportunity tonight. But realistically, I don't think she had many saves to make, to be honest. She was very quiet in the goal tonight. And of course, tonight, for the first time this season, there was a different captain. Amy Palmer was rested with a knock she picked up in training, so Abby Harrison was given the armband. Fionn Morgan had a late fitness test fail, so she was replaced with Leah Cataldo. And Aggie Beaver-Jones and Simon Jammer were back in the starting 11, and Naomi Lazo still hasn't returned from an injury she suffered at the Sheffield United game, and Flo Allen and Jessie Willey were missing as well.
Yeah, so there's actually potentially quite a big injury table piling up at the Robins High Performance Centre. So, and with lots of games coming up in the next few weeks, because obviously we've got the big one at Ashton Gate on the 14th of November, 3 PM kickoff. How many tickets have been sold, Natalie?
I only bought one.
You only bought one.
Well, as well as... Well, with your season card.
Yeah, I know, I had to buy it, I know.
But...
that was a Bristol Sport fail in the ticketing department.
I know, so like 1,499, really.
At time of recording, of course, by the time you listen to this, it would have probably sold out.
Yeah, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Or it might have not, so in which case, tell your friends to come down to Ashton Gate this Sunday.
and we're playing Blackburn, and then we've got a Continental Cup match, and then a Watford away. So there's quite a lot of matches in the next week or so. So it'd be interesting to see if Maddie Wild actually gets a start. So that would be lovely.
Oh, come on, Maddie.
Come on, Lauren. Give Maddie a chance.
Just for a mum, at least.
We did see...
We saw Joe
on the pitch.
It is Joe, isn't it?
It is Joe, yeah.
I mean, I've just been calling her Mummy Wild, to be fair.
Mama Wild.
Mama Wild.
So yeah, let's hope Maddie gets on the pitch. But beyond that,
we're now sixth in the table.
We are now. Well, that's good. You know, mid table. That's all right, happy with that. Happy with that. Yeah, I think, you know, the thing I wanted to mention actually, Shahan, the closing point was that rather intriguing advertising board that caught your eye. Tell us about it.
Yes. Yeah, so it's not my usual preference of advertising slogans I see, but there was a unique billboard that was on the side facing the camera, and it was saying her first raunchy romantic novel, and a picture of a woman.
Her raunchy romantic first novel.
Oh,
Shahan.
That was it.
They're quite different things.
Okay.
Although they're the same thing in this case, they could be very different things.
I couldn't work out the author of the book or the title, or just saw it was a picture who I assume was either the author or a person that usually appears on the front cover. Again, I'm not really one into these Mills and Boone or 50 Shades type books, whatever the genre is, but yeah, that really caught my eye.
It was better than the University of Greenwich branding, wasn't it?
That was terrible
objected
branding.
To, so
I really took offence to that, yeah.
So after we posted the game, after the result, a few people got in touch with us on Twitter. Duncan Garner says a new low.
Disagree.
Not quite sure what he's referring to.
I don't know.
S Heap said perplexed by Coventry's decision not to launch last minute free kick into the box when they are literally in real danger of being relegated and need wins not draws. And Pure Sound said got quite spicy towards the end.
Got quite what?
Spicy towards the end.
Oh
yeah, I like that. Aggie Beaver Jones there, living up to her name of being an
a bit
Aggie Beaver. Jones. I'm not sure where that bit comes in. But
I'm sure she gets that all the time.
I bet, but you know, stop being so feisty then. She's got to be placid if you behave like that. You know, like get given that name.
Yeah.
Cool. And if anyone from Coventry United is listening, could you please let us know why you moved the game to tonight? Because
we still want to know.
Yeah, this was an away fixture that we would have loved to go up to, but because it being a Monday night. I mean, fair play to the
Are you kidding? We would have stood there with DM, who would have been complaining about the pitch the whole time, and then we'd only be driving back with the 1-1.
I actually feel quite happy now.
I'm pleased it was a Monday night. At least I could have like loads, you know, basically.
You just ate your body weight in popcorn.
I just ate like
with chicken salt on.
I had a nice dinner. I had a cup of tea at half time. Didn't have to pay anything for it. And now I'm gonna go straight to bed. Like I'm living the dream. Bring it on Monday night.
Win 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 win
win win win.
So I'm very happy actually with a point tonight. I think it was very good. So so well done to the team. Yeah.
No upset tonight.
No. And see you on Sunday for...
No, get well soon, Nige.
Yeah, absolutely. From the Vixen cast, big goodwill. Get well.
Goodwill, good Nigel.
Wishes. Good wishes to you, Nigel. We're thinking of you. Hope you're feeling better.
And Abby Harrison scored one for you there. Scoring goals for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've been listening to Bristol City Vixen cast at the end of Monday Nat Football.
Boom, boom.
Hi, I'm Maddie Wild, and you're listening to Bristol City Vixen Cast.